Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Samach Tes in Maseches Shabbos, the 131st daf in Shas. We pick up on Samach Ches on the Beis, two lines from the bottom, where the Gemara begins to analyze the machlokas between Munbaz and Rabbi Akiva that we learned about previously. Let us summarize that machlokas. On yesterday's daf, halfway through Samach Ches on the Beis, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Munbaz. If you had a ger that converted amongst Gentiles, whether that individual, when they violate Shabbos, will they be chayiv one carbon chatas on all of those violations, or will they not be chayiv at all? Munbaz was of the opinion that since there was no yediyah of Isur, in such a case, he's not going to be chayiv a carbon. However, Rabbi Akiva disagreed. We concluded yesterday's shiur by pointing out that Munbaz learns out from the pasuk Torah Achas Yelachem Losa Bishgaga in the end of Parsha Shlach that the Parsha of Karmen Chattas is put immediately next to the Parsha of Mezid to tell us, as we see four lines from the bottom of Samach Ches Amabez, Ma Mezid Shaisla Yediyah Af Shogeg Shehosil Yediyah. There needs to be some awareness of Avera. Otherwise, there's no Chiv of Karmen. We pick up with the Rabbanan's response. Rabbanan, haitar achas mai avdile, what are they going to do with it? Mi boile, they're going to need it, says the Gemara, l'kidemikri le, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, lebre. As Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught his son, Torah achas yelachem la'osa b'shkaga, uksiv v'chi sishku v'los asu es kol mitzaseva, uksiv v'anefesh ashetasa b'yad ramo, hukshu kulam la'avodazar, they're equated to avodazar. Ma lahalan, dover shechayov ma'alzdona kareis, v'shigigas le'chatos. Just like those things that are chayiv b'mezid kares, and their shogeg is gets a katos, af kol davar, shechayav nal zdon akares, al shigas el chatos. So too, just like when it comes to avodah zarah, the only time that there is going to be a chiyuv of karbon for shigas avodah zarah is on those averos gemuros, that if you do them b'mezid, you be chayiv kares. This Rashi spells out Dibra Maschul Hukshu. We need Rashi in Yevamis on Daf Tes Amid Aleph to spell out that those Averos that we're referring to over here, of Averos of Kares of Avodah Zarah, are like someone who offers a carbon to Avodah Zarah, or he pours libations to Avodah Zarah. So if he does it Bishogeg, he's not aware, for whatever reason, he's not aware it's Avodah Zarah. He forgot that this was an Isra of Avodah Zarah. So then in such a case, he brings a Karmen Chatas. So the Gemara is saying, Af kol davar shechayav nalzdon akares al shigaso chatas. Only those things that are chayiv kares, do you bring a Karmen Chatas on. If it would just be an Isra that's a chiv of Malkus, then there isn't a Karmen Chatas. Of course, the list of the 36 krisus could be found in the beginning of Maseches Krisus. So this is the way the Chachamim describe the pasuk of Torah Achas. Vela Munbaz. Now the Gemara goes back to Munbaz and it asks the big kasha on Munbaz. And we alluded to this before. Munbaz, who said that someone who was converted amongst Gentiles and never knew about the Yisur of Shabbos, yesterday in the Halacha section we discussed whether one could infer from here that one does not need to know about mitzvos in order to be converted. Halacha l'maisa, we said most poskim said no, but you need to explain Munbaz then, according to that opinion. That was the halacha section. Ve'elam Munbaz shkoga b'mai. But according to Munbaz, that you need to know about it, and otherwise, without knowing about it, you're going to be potur. So then in what way was this fellow a shogeg? If he was raised in a Gentile setting and he never knew about Shabbos, according to Munbaz, he doesn't bring Karmen Chatas. If he did know about it, so then he's no longer a shogeg. Answers the Gemara, Kigon Sheshogag Bikarbon. Munbaz has a fascinating shita, and that is that even though the individual knows that there is an Itter of Chatas, and he knows, Rashi says, that if he does it B'mezi, it's Chayiv Kares, but he doesn't know if you do it B'shogeg, you're going to be Chayiv a Karbon. That also, according to Munbaz, makes the individual lacking in yediyah and potter for carbon. V'rabbanan and the rabban hold shigas carbon lo shema shkaga. In such a case, it's not considered a shogeg. Not knowing about the chi of carbon, but if you know that b'mezid you're going to be chayiv kares,
even if you do it b'shogeg, even if you don't know about the carbon, you're still going to be chayiv. Now the Gemara analyzes. According to the opinion of the Rabbanan, who say that you have to be a shogeg in the Avera itself, the Gemara wants to be more specific, what exactly was a shogeg? Rabbanan shkogam emai, what exactly was a shogeg? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kigivan sheshogeg bikares afopi shehizid belav. Rabbi Yochanan says that if he was unaware that this Avera, when done b'mezid, is punished by kares, then in such a case, even though he's aware that the Avera is alav, that's considered shigigas kares. And on that, you're going to bring a karban. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish disagrees. Achi yishkog bilav vikaris. He needs to be a shogeg both on the lav as well as the kares. Amar Rava, my time at the Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rava said, what's the rationale for Reish Lakish? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Asher losa asenu bishkogav v'ashem. The Torah tells us, in regards to a nasi who does an avera bishogeg, asher nelsi yechatov asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem elokav, the parsha of shigigas nasi. Now notice how the pasuk concludes the shogeg. Asher lo se'asana bishgaga v'ashem. Chazal, particularly over here, Reish Lakish, will darshan asher lo se'asana bishgaga, that it was a lo se'asana that was b'shogeg. The lav itself was b'shogeg. Ad she yishkog b'lav v'kar sheba. You need to be not only a shogeg on the punishment, but you also need to be a shogeg on the lav. For Rabbi Yochanan, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to say? Haikra de Rishua ben Levi my avalei. What does he do that? Use that for? He obviously doesn't understand it that way. Answers the Gemara. Mi boy leilich disayin, he needs it for another brisa. Me ama oretz. That the Torah tells us. There is another pasuk in that parsha that there is this discussion in Braisa in Yuma on Peyam and Aleph as well as in Harias Daf Beis and Daf Yud Aleph, and that is in regards to everybody's carbon shogeg, not the Nasi, but the next parsha after the next psucha in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk of Zayin, there is a pasuk v'im nefesh achas techto b'shkogo me'am ha'oretz. If one of the ame oretz does a shogeg. Let's suspend for a moment the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and analyze that price and then come back to it. Me'am ha'oretz, prat lemumar, that the only person that has the opportunity to bring a karban is an ame oretz as opposed to someone who rejects mitzvahs. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar Amar Shem Rabbi Shimon, Asher lo se'asenu bishkaga v'ashem. Here we have the opinion of Shimon ben Elazar, who says, in regards to who has to bring the carbon, Hashav mi yidiyaso mevi karban al shigigaso. Lo shav mi yidiyaso ein mevi karban al shigigaso. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that there is another requirement. Not only does he have to be an am aretz in contrast to a mumar, but it has to be Asher lo se'asenu bishkaga v'ashem. Someone who knows about it, and he was a shogeg. He knew one was not supposed to do it. This is a homiletic of the pasuk. It's not explicit in the pasuk. But that individual forgot about it and then remembered. The ashem, he realized that he was ashem. However, if he does not realize that he did the avera, in such a case, he's not chayiv to bring a carbon. Could very well be, even if someone else claims that he has to bring it. If he doesn't realize, he's going to be pater. See the sugya in Meseches Krisus on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis and Yud Beis Amud Aleph on that topic. Either way, we have answered the question of what Rabbi Yochanan is going to do with that pasuk. He will learn according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Gemara now continues by analyzing the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish with a slightly complicated raya to Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah later on. Tnan avos melachas abam chasrachas. The Iser Daraisa of Shabbos has 39 melachas to it. Vavinam bam, we ask minyan alamuli. Gemara asks, what do we need the number for? Vam Rabbi Yochanan taught, Shemaso kulam behelam. Achad chayiv al kol achas v'achas. That's to bring out that shaykh to be chayiv 39 melachos, for 39 melachos, 39 different karbonos. How do we find such a case? Bizadon Shabbos v'shigas melachos. If the fellow was a mazid on Shabbos and he was a shogeg vis-a-vis the melachos,
In other words, he knew that today was Shabbos, but he didn't know that these 39 malachos were asfer. So that will give you 39 different chiyuvim. Bishlem l'Rabbi Yochan, it works out according to Rabbi Yochan that we said above, that an individual is considered a shogeg. Da'amar kimush shogeg b'karis. He didn't realize the extent of the yisur. Afobish is a belav, even though he was amazed at knowing that he wasn't supposed to do it. Mishkachas l'kagon diyadala Shabbos belav. He knew that there was an isur of lav by Shabbos. Elorishim le'en lakish da'amar ad shishkog belav u'b'karis. He is not even aware that there's an isur of lav on Shabbos at all. So then, the Yodalei l'Shabbos b'mai. How did he even know that it was Shabbos for us to call him a mazid on Shabbos, but a shogeg on the malachos? If, according to Reish Lakish, the only way you're considered a shogeg on the malacha is if you didn't even know that there was an iser lav associated with Shabbos, so then how could he be considered a mazid on the Shabbos to have an opportunity to be chayiv for each independent malacha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if the individual is already aware that there is an iser of lav associated with Shabbos, but not an iser of karis, so we could understand the cases that he knows that it's Shabbos that has an iser lav, but he uses a shogeg on the malachos. But according to Reish Lakish, that says that you need to be a shogeg even on the lav part, so this fellow doesn't know anything about related to the yisur that he's doing. So why could he be considered a hizib b'shabbos v'shigigas lav to be chayiv all 39? Yadalei l'shabbos b'may? Question mark. Says the Gemara, the yadav b'tchumin. He knew that Shabbos is chum because of the yisur tchum v'alib de Rabbi Akiva, and according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that says to go out of the tchum in erevin. At the end of the first parak, if I'm not mistaken, where Rabbi Akiva says that Tchumin is Doraisa. The Gemara now fleshes out the Shita of Munbaz, quoting a Braisa that's Mefurish like Munbaz. Tosas Rid is quoted as explaining why the Gemara even asks it in question form. Man Tana Lahodut Rabban, who is a Tana who taught the following? Shogeg Bezeh U'Bezeh, so Shogeg Amur B'Torah. He's a Shogeg, both on Shabbos and the Melachos, that's a Shogeg of the Torah. He's a Bezeh U'Bezeh, so Umezeh Amur B'Torah. Shogeg B'Shabbos V'Hizeh B'Melachos, if he was a Shogeg on Shabbos but Umezeh on the Melachos. O Shogeg B'Melachos, he's a B'Shabbos. O Shomer, Yodeya Anish Melachos U'Asura. This is the part that is unique and not uniform according to all. He says, I know this is Asur, Avol Eini Yodeya Shechayv L'Karbin, although, but I don't know if you're chayiv a carbon on it. Chayiv, he does have to bring a carbon. Keman kemumaz. That was the opinion of Munbaz. Earlier we had learned, according to Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, Shigas carbon is not called a shogeg, and he'd be considered amazed. Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye kol modim b'shuas bitui. If someone makes a shvua, which is false, bitui means a shvua of an expression. Rashi explains, the classic definition of Shuas Bitui, if someone says, I will eat, and then he does not eat. So, Halacha is She'ein Chayav Ala Karbin, continues the Gemara, Ad She'yishkog B'lav Sheba. That the only time he's Chayav a Karbin is if he does not realize that he was over Olav. For example, Rashi explains he forgot that he had made this Shavua. Gemara asks, Hakol Modim Man, who are we talking about when we say Hakol Modim? Everybody agrees. Rashi explains that the Hakol Modim is within the Shitas Rabbanan and not Shitas Munbaz. See Rashi why we're not talking within Munbaz. And we're within the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We had learned earlier that Rabbi Yochanan held that if he was a shogeg on the Onish, even though he was amazing on the actual Maisa, he's still going to be Chayiv, a carbon. Here explains the Gemara as fleshed out by Rashi. Man Rabbi Yochanan, that the chiddush over here is that Rabbi Yochanan will say that the only time you're going to be chayav a carbon violating Shuas Bitui is if you're a shogeg, if you forgot the shvua. However, if you had remembered the shvua, even if you didn't know the onish of the mazid, nevertheless you'll be potter from the carbon. Says Gemara Pshita, that's Pasha, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that you're chayav on the shogeg when you were amazed on the Avera, but didn't know the Onesh? That was only by Karis. Kikam Rabbi Yochanan Hechadika Karis, where he didn't know that there was Karis. Al Hechadaleka Karis, lo.
But where there's no kares, then Rabbi Yochanan's rule doesn't apply. The only machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that Rabbi Yochanan says that the time that you chayev a karban is, even though you maze it on the lav, but you weren't aware of the onish of kares, it's only in regards to kares. But in other instances, you have to be a shogeg on the maisa. Says the Gemara, salkadai techamina, I would have thought, ho v'chayev karban chidishu, dibachal aktora kula, lo ashkan lav, demaisila karban, that over here, there's a tremendous chidush, because in general, when you violate a lower level of isra, a lav, which is not kares, you don't bring a carbon. So I would have thought, v'hacha maisi ki shagig with carbon, nami l'chayiv. Maybe over here, Rabbi Yochanan would also hold within Shitas Chacham, that even if he's amazing on a lav and the shagig on the carbon, just like by kares, he holds if you're amazing on a lav and the shagig on the carbon, v'halacha is that you're still chayiv a carbon. I would have thought the same thing in regards to carbon shvua, kamash malon on Talmud Beis. The chidush over here was the hakol modim, that even Rabbi Yochanan is moda in such an instance. Gemara continues, meisive, we're going to ask on a Abaye's rule that we just had 7 lines from Bani Samach Tesamid Aleph, that shvuas bitui will only take place if the individual is a shogeg on the lav. And we spoke about in the past, according to Abaye, that meant that he forgot he had made a shvua. However, we're going to get stuck in a shvua, according to Abaye, if we're talking about a shvua on the past. Ezeu shigas shvuas bitui l'sha'avar. What would an example of a shvuas bitui l'sha'avar bishbi bishogeg? Rashi explains. Let's do that Rashi inside, because the only way to understand pshat over here is to do the Rashi inside. Bishle malahaba. When it comes to a shvuaba, as we spoke about earlier, kigon shelo ochel, ochel, that I will not eat. Mishkachas al kigon shesalba l'shvua. You could construct the case where you forgot the shvua. Ela v'ochel. What would the past be? Kigon she'achal tivu lo achal. If he swore that he ate and he didn't eat, ain't kind shogeg. That's not called a shogeg. Dika sarish achal b'shash shenishba ain't no chayv carbon. The same b'shuas ha'adam b'shuah prat lonis. If he thought that he ate and he didn't eat, that's called an onus. So how would you have a case of a shogeg? If you need to be a shogeg on the maisa, not only on the onish, what would the shogeg on a shuas bitul shavar be? Answers the Gemara, Shem Amar Yodan Yishashvua Zu Asura. He knew that the Shvua was Asura because he knew that he was lying when he said, Lo, Achalti, and he really did eat. Avol Eini Yodeh Im Chayev Allah Karban Alo Chayev. But he didn't know whether he's Chayev a Karban or not. Hamani Munbizhi. And you have to say that it's going according to Munmas. But if we're going according to Chachamim, to find a Shvua's Bitu Elisha Avar seems to be impossible. Now that we've been teaching the teachings of Abaye in regards to shogeg, the Gemara brings up another sugya of shogeg, skipping the parentheses as a tradition in my rabbi, from my rabbein. 8 lines from the top of Amar Abaye. Hakol modim betruma. Everybody agrees when it comes to truma, she'ein chayov in alei chomesh ad sheyishkog bilav sheba. The only time you're going to be chayev a chomesh, the Torah describes in regards to truma, in Parshas Emor, v'ish ki yochal kodesh bishkaga, that if someone ate kodesh bishkaga, v'yosef chamishi so alav, perik chav beiz pasik yudalad, he's supposed to add a chomesh if he ate truma bishogeg. Hakol modim man, what is hakol coming to include? Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan would also say that you have had to have forgotten that this was a maisa avera. For example, you forgot that this was truma when you ate it. Asks the Gemara Pshita, that's Pashut. So again, the Gemara gives a similar approach that we had earlier. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Heichad Iku Kares, Heichad Aleka Kares, Lo. The only time Rabbi Yochanan says that your shogeg means that you're a shogeg on the onish is only where there's Kares. That's where we learned Rabbi Yochanan's Shita on the top of Samach Tes Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says, no, Ma would say, I would have thought, Misa Bimkom Kares Omedes, that there is a parallel between kares and truma. When it comes to truma, the Torah Kedosha tells us in Chav Beis Tes, V'shamru es mishmarti v'lo yisu olav chet, meisu vo ki chaluhu. The chas v'chaluhu, someone who's mazik truma, b'meizid was chayev misa b'dei shamayim. So I would have thought, misa b'mkom kares omedes, that there's a parallel that just like Rabbi Yochanan has the shita by kares, truma has a side of Misa. It's not a regular lav. V'chishogag b'misa nami l'chayiv. And if the fellow thought that it's not such a bad avera because he didn't realize yuchayiv misa b'dei shemayim, so then in such a case, maybe he'll still be chayiv a chomesh, kamash malon, no. The chiddush over here is you need to be chayiv a chomesh in order to create that chiyuv. You need to be a full shogeg on the mice as well. Kumash Mala. Rava Amar Misa Mekom Karasa Medes V'Chomesh Bimkom Karban Koi. Rava actually disagreed with Abaye and said that you'll be Chayev V'Chomesh according to Rabbi Yochanan if you're not aware that the Mezid is Chayev Misa. Presumably, the Omek of the Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is the following. Rabbi Yochanan holds that a person is considered a shogeg if he doesn't he's not aware of the stringency of the Avera. The Onesh shows us how terrible the Avera is. For example, by Truma, as we just discussed, it could very well be that the Misa shows us how terrible this Avera is. If a person's not aware how terrible it is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that would be enough to turn him into a shogeg. Rava says that doesn't only apply to Kares, but it applies to the Misa of Truma as well, as we just explained. Our Gemara continues with a new Gemara, which is a very important and famous one as well. The discussion of someone who forgets when Shabbos is, as our Gemara has previously been discussing, the halachos of shogeg. We continue 20 lines in, maybe a little less, on Samach Tes and Mebeis, Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna. Hayim halech bederech o b'midbar. That's a big discussion what we have with Girsa Baderech O, or just Hayim Halech B'Midbar. He was going in a desert. Ve'ini yodeh emosa Shabbos. And he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Mona Shisha Yomim. He counts 6 days. Rashi spells out importantly that he counts 6 days from the day he realized that he lost track of Shabbos. U'mishamer Yom Echad. And then on the seventh, he keeps Shabbos. He keeps that first day that he realizes that he forgot, and then he counts six. The Gemara says, what is the crux of machlokes between Rav Huna and Chiya Bar Rav? Mar Sava Kibriyasu Shel Olam, Umar Sava Kadam Arishon. The man Domer who says that you first count 6 days, Rav Huna, holds that you calculate like the creation of the world. First there need to be 6 weekdays, and then there's a seventh. And the other mandamer holds that you calculate like Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon's first day in the world was Shabbos. Gemara continues, Meisive, we have the following question. He's going on the way. And he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Meshamer Yom Echad Lishisha. He keeps one of those days, and then six. Now the Gemara is not clear what this teaching felt was the way you calculate that 1 out of 6 days. My lav mona shishiyam umeshamer yom echad. Must be that he counts 6 days and then he keeps the seventh. Says Gemara loy. No, that's not what it means. Meshamer yom echad, he keeps 1 day, umona shisha. And then he keeps six. Ihachi, if that would be so, then the Braisa should have said in the opposite order. Meshamer yom echad lishisha. You keep 1 day to six. It shouldn't have been that expressed that way. Mishamer yom echad umone shisha mibayle. It should say, you keep 1 day and then count six. The fact that it says 1 day to six seems to indicate that first you do the sixth, and then on the seventh, after you count six, you rest. Va'o tanya, and also we learned in Braisa, himalach b'derech oba midbar ve'ini de'a masa shabbos, mona shisha umishamer yom echad. To yufta, to Reb Chiya Bar Rav, to yufta. The Gemara rejects Reb Chiya Bar Rav. There's only one shita that's left standing, and this is the opinion that we follow, la halacha. The day that he remembers, he counts six as Briyas HaOlam, and then he keeps the seventh as Shabbos. The Gemara continues by quoting Rava, who points out that still there's some level of safek, and for that reason, a person has to be careful in the melacha that he does in the other 6 days before his estimated Shabbos. Amar Rava, b'chol yom v'yom oisla k'dei parnesasa. Every day he's only allowed to do melacha for what he needs to eat, not more than that. Bar Mayahu Yoma, except for the day of Shabbos, asks the Gemara, Vahu Yoma Lemus, if he's not going to make enough food for Shabbos, on Shabbos, then he's going to die. Says the Gemara, Da'av Me'et Mol Shtei Parnassos. On his sixth day, he makes 2 days worth of food. V'dilma Me'et Mol Shabbos Havir, asks the Gemara, but maybe yesterday was really Shabbos, and he calculated wrong. Ela Kol Yom V'yayim Ma'asel HaParnassasai, Afilu Ahu Yoma. Rather, says the Gemara, he's supposed to be Mechal Shabbos on every single day for the amount of food he mamish needs. Asks the Gemara, if that's so, Fahu Yoma Mimai Minkalei. The seventh day that he counted, how will he notice that it's Shabbos? What will differentiate his Shabbos if he's going to do Malacha? Answers the Gemara, B'Kiddush of Avdalasa, through Kiddush and Havdalah. He makes Kiddush and Havdalah that day, of course, if he has wine. Amar Rava, Imayimakir, Mitzas Yom Shiyatzabo, if he recognized the day that he went out. Rashi explains, let's do the Rashi inside the first wide line. He did not remember which day was Shabbos, Ella, but rather he did remember one thing. He knows that today is the third day after he left, or it's the fourth day. He knows for sure that the eighth day from when he left is not going to be Shabbos. There are certain days he knows for sure are not Shabbos. Also Malacha Kol Yom Kula. Then he could do Malacha that entire day. Says Gemara Pshita, that's Pashumav, the same Kivan the Shabbos Lo Nafak Mimalish Shabbato Nami Lo Nafak. Once he knows which day of Shabbos it was vis-a-vis to the days that he had gone out, then he could also calculate that the day before, it's not likely for him to have gone out as well. Just like he won't go out on Shabbos, he wouldn't also leave on Erev Shabbos. V'hai, inami b'chamishi b'shabbos anafik. So then he only went out on Thursday. And so he knows that the next Thursday is not Shabbos, as well as he has nothing to worry about that the day after is also not Shabbos, because he wouldn't have gone out on a Friday. So he should be able to do for sure as much malach as he wants for 2 days. That sometimes a person goes out on Friday, so he can't be assured that he didn't go out on a Friday. The only day he could be assured that he didn't go out one on was a Shabbos. So therefore, the day that he went out the next week, he will be able to do all malacha. Be'ezer Hashem, we will conclude Daf Samach Tes with this Gemara, a very important Gemara. We went through the Gemara in terms of Pshat. Be'ezer Hashem, in our halacha section, we will talk about the implications of this Gemara as well. Of course, there is a tremendous amount of lamdus and halacha lemaisa, both in terms of the sugyas of shigigas malachas, which of course we can touch on in the dafyomi, as well as the lamdus and halacha lemaisa from the Gemara of Hayim Halach Bederech. We will not be able to get to most of the lamdus. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, try to get to some of the halacha. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes the Pshat Dafyomi Samach Tes and Masechta Shabbos.